This is Sunday morning, May 5th, 2019, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. I'm going to start out with a psalm, and then I have a word. The name of the psalm is Already Done, Remain Seated. It's already done because of Jesus, God's Son. It's already done. The victory is won. It is already done. All that is left is to believe. Renew your mind so that you can see. Jesus did it all. He left nothing undone. Satan has been stripped from everything under the sun. Already done. There is nothing left. A finished and completed work. And then, like his Father, sat down. Already done. You're seated with them. When you believe, your victory is won. Already done. Stay seated and at rest. Already done does not get up when under a test. Already done remains calm and has confidence. Already done remains seated and at rest. Already done is the voice of faith. Already done keeps you in the race. Satan brings another plan, one to convince you that God lied. He seeks to unseat you from already done to the victory won. It's already done. Just remain seated. No matter what Satan says, he is defeated. Already done is real, more real than you have ever imagined. Already done overrides what is in the natural. Already done speaks and decrees. This is the operation of the kingdom of God. Only believe and you will see. Already done, watch and see as you call it the way you want it. You will never know fear again. You will reign in your domain by the power of Jesus' name. Okay. All right, the Lord gave me just a couple of scriptures here we're going to look at. Normal Holy Ghost believer behavior, Ephesians 5. Verse 17. Therefore, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but ever be filled and stimulated with the Spirit. Speak out to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. So the Lord's admonishing us to flow in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I'm convinced that it's our song book, but I'm also convinced it's because it's right out of the throne room to encourage us. Okay, Colossians 3:16. Every believer can do this. Let the word Christ have its home and dwell in you in richness as you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody to God with grace in your hearts. Okay, now Colossians 3:1-3, if you have been raised with Christ to a new life, thus sharing his resurrection from the dead, aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds and keep them set on what is above, the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. For as far as this world is concerned, you have died and your new real life is hidden with Christ in God. So that's what this psalm is about. It's about remaining seated, being in the throne with him and not moved by our circumstances. The walk that is above and not beneath. This is that new era. It is not natural. It is supernatural. The Lord's trying to get us to quit giving in to so much of emotions. What's going on with us? What's happening to us? Come in with a long face or whatever. Just letting that stuff pull us down. It's wasting valuable time. Okay. This is called the manifestation of the sons of God. If you want to keep your seat, the seat that you inherited at Satan's defeat, look at everything through the eyes of faith. Satan would have you view everything through the eyes of fear. In the kingdom, there is no fear, only faith. When you see, feel, perceive things, this is when you will make that choice. The eyes of faith or the eyes of fear? Fear or faith, which will you choose? Fear feels. Faith believes. Learn to view everything through the eyes of faith. Fear, it's not done. Faith, already done. This is a discipline. This is how you operate in this new era of the church. The foxhole or the throne. Now, 1 Samuel chapter 17, I put down here, and we know this is a story of the army running from the giant, and here shows David up, saying, I'm going to kill the giant just like I killed the lion and the bear. Train yourself to always see through the eyes of faith. How? Well, take lack, for instance. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He's already, my God has already. Watch your words, already. This is the release of faith that brings the supply. Your supply is not in your bank account, but in the faith realm. If it's the area of sickness, 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes, I'm already well. Practice being confident in my supply for you. Don't let the devil get a word in on you. Take none of his thoughts. Whatever you see, whatever you see or hear that you don't like, call it what you want it. Change these old, deadly, costly habits into productive habits. When attacked, go to victory zone, faith zone, overcomer zone, confident zone, I can do all things zone, nothing missing, nothing broken zone, total and complete in me zone. This new era is a manifestation of the sons of God. Get ready. The scenery is about to change. My sons are in place. Speaking and decreeing my will and my plan. What a glorious time ahead for my church, my man. Philippians 2:10-11. No more bowing the knee. This is every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. No more bowing the knee to Satan, his world system. The shift is here. When knees will begin to bow to me, the King of all the earth. My narrative will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. All creation is groaning. They're all groaning for the manifestations of the sons of God. What is not of me is of the God of this world. Medical and financial, the two biggies. What is Satan's MO? John 10:10. Kill, steal, destroy. Change the narrative, sons of God. I have put you back in the garden. This garden is the earth. Take dominion. Now I want to read this scripture because this is a crucial one. Pray you get it. Proverbs 4. Verse 23. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life. This is talking about the production center. Not the heart, not the blood pump. The production center. Like Matthew 15, Mark 7, it's not what goes in the man that defiles the man, but what comes out of his heart. Talk about your mind. Then Mark 4, the parable of the sower. The seed is sown in the heart. The Lord says the spiritual overrides the natural. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. In my ministry, I would teach and heal. Luke 9:11. I'll look at that one, Luke 9:11. But when the crowds learned of it, followed him, he welcomed them and talked to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who needed restoration to health. So he talked to them. I taught them about the kingdom of God. They could see through my teaching and believe to receive. Receive what? The overriding of the natural, the law of sin and death. This will also be the key to your success. The kingdom of God overrides the natural laws. And I'm going to list some of them. Walking on water, blind eyes see, lame men walk, dead raised up, ears that are deaf hear, released from demonic possession and oppression, water into wine, taxes in a fish's mouth, food multiplication, snake bite harmless, poison neutralized, fire won't consume, lions as pillows, the sea parted, and on it goes. The higher you walk in this, the more manifestations you will see. There is no mixture, as you see, renewed in your mind, when you, as you are renewed in your mind, you will be clearer to hear and operate with me. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15, 24 through 26 talks about when Jesus comes, he is going to overthrow all rule and all authority. Every institution of man that's not been brought down, that we didn't take care of, he's going to take care of. Now that's how he feels about the world system and all of its systems within it. If they are not for me, they are against me. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to them that ask him? There's two ways here, flesh versus spirit. No in between. All right, Galatians 3 and 4, and that'll be it. I feel like I've had a workout today. Okay, 3, 13, and 14. Christ purchased our freedom from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, curses everyone who hangs on a tree, to the end that through Christ Jesus the blessing to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, so that we through faith might receive the promise of the Spirit. All right, then Galatians 4, it talks about two covenants. It's one, Hagar or Sarah. It's the one by promise, or it's the one that was done by the flesh of men. We choose today. Galatians 5:1 says, in this freedom Christ has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then and do not be hampered and held ensnared, and submit again to a yoke of slavery which you have once put off. Okay.